Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 199 for the week of February 7th, 2011. In advertiser news, Heat Bath Corporation, located in Indian Orchard, Massachusetts, is now offering their new rust preventative brochure. They have completely revised their rust preventative brochure to incorporate 7 new products and updated salt spray data. This new catalog features an overview of their high-performance lines of water-based rust inhibitors, water-displacing oils, emulsifiable oils, and wax emulsions, all designed to provide superior corrosion protection and to meet your final finish requirements. For more information about Heat Bath and their new brochure, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Chemicals Directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Regulatory Alert for February 3, 2011. Item: EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson told the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee that the agency could finalize new standards for hexavalent chromium in drinking water within 2 years. The hearing came less than a week after the panel's chairman, Senator Barbara Boxer, and Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced a bill, the Protecting Women and Children from Hexavalent Chromium Act of 2011. Jackson told the committee that the agencies would need 2 years to finish the assessment and issue new regulations. NASF will host key speakers to provide a perspective on the latest developments at the upcoming NASF Washington Forum. Item: Senator Frank Lautenberg is moving to reopen debate over updating the 34-year-old law that governs federal chemicals policy. An update on the TSCA is planned for the NASF Washington Forum. Item: EPA is seeking to regulate articles and other products containing industrial chemicals. The agency's effort is in line with current plans targeting chemicals used in textiles, electronics, and other products, as well as long-chain perfluorinated chemicals used in mist suppressants for finishing. Item: For sources subject to the plating and polishing area source rule, the annual compliance certification deadline was January 31, 2011. The annual certifications must be prepared by January 31st each year and must be kept in a readily accessible location for inspector review. If a deviation has occurred, the facility must submit a deviation report along with the annual compliance report to EPA. Item: A federal court has rejected the EPA's request to delay issuing its final rule regulating boiler emissions until April 2012 and told the agency it must sign a final rule by February 21, 2011. For more information on this NASF regulatory alert, please contact Christian Richter at 202-257-0250 or at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com. In other NASF news, the NASF has announced Charlie Cook as the keynote speaker at the Washington Forum taking place April 12th through the 14th in Alexandria, Virginia. Charlie Cook is a respected authority on U.S. elections and political trends and is the publisher of the Cook Political Report. For more information on the Washington Forum, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for February. On February 8th through the 10th, NASF Assets Defense Workshop on Sustainable Surface Engineering for Aerospace and Defense will take place in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 9th, the St. Louis branch of the NASF will have a Valentine's Day celebration at Bartolino's Osteria in St. Louis, Missouri. Also on February 9th, the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute will hold a metal finishing workshop for captive and job shop metal finishers in Utica, New York. On February 10th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. Also on February 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On February 17th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting at Fleming's in Edgewater, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Steve Rudy of Hubbard Hall on electroplating. On February 22nd, the AESF Foundation will have a webinar on troubleshooting of electrolysis deposition of nickel. Also on February 22nd, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will hold their supplier showcase at Quiet Canyon in Montebello, California. On February 24th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will hold their vendor showcase at Naperdac Hall in San Jose, California. On February 27th through March 3rd, the 2011 NASF Management Conference will take place in Phoenix, Arizona. And on February 28th through March 4th, the 38th Annual Waterborne Symposium will be held at the Astor Crown Plaza in New Orleans, Louisiana. And mark your calendar for March 15th, when the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have their next dinner meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Join Ted Mooney and myself as we will discuss greener finishes for zinc die castings. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.